Right, 2015 we're in now, but a 2014 Novice of the Year for Brisker Formula 2. It's a young chap called Steve Gilbert. Steve, congratulations. You must be delighted.
I'm absolutely over the moon. I mean, the hard work all the way through the year has finally paid off, and it's an absolute pleasure to see all these people turn out to see me pick up my trophy.
It's a wonderful crowd, isn't it? It's something a bit different, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. I've never seen this many people in one spot, apart from obviously your Cowden Beef World Final this year. But
obviously, the other thing you're looking at, obviously, but there's so many people here. I mean, it's a bit different from a domestic St. Day, isn't it?
It's absolutely on complete another world. When I was stood up there on the stage, all the words that were in my mind just completely went. I was blank as you like.
Okay, we're looking at, obviously, season 2014. You start the year at blue, I believe.
Yeah, you know, I think that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I didn't have the pace last year. It wasn't necessarily my year, neither. I did struggle throughout the season trying to catch the likes of Chris Bradbury, Neil Hooper, George McMillan, your new world champion. We spent the last quarter of the season building this new KWR car, built by Kelvin Marshall, as he's now known. And we've done a few tests in that, and it's come out, and it's out of the box, it's very quick. So.
And that's obviously a new car for the next season. Obviously, what's happened to the old car? Are you keeping it back for sale, or?
No, we've actually sold it to Lee Pink. He was the Auto Speed Banger points champion, I believe.
Right, so it's a new driver to Formula 2, so that should be very good to hear. We also like to see, obviously, a Novice of the Year go on and do a bit further. Obviously, now there's one less person in the West Country to worry about with Chris Bradbury's retirement. And obviously, with the likes of Neil Hooper and Justin Fisher and the like, James Reiger, you're looking to put a stamp on yourself this year to become a bit like your old man and top dog.
Well, I can say that's the plan, but I'm just going to take one race at a time at the moment. I'm still young. I've got plenty of years ahead of me. And I just look forward to racing with all these boys again in 2015.
We're looking at it now. We see the with the blue tops, you know, starting from blue top, that's certainly going to be an advantage to you, isn't it?
It'll definitely give me the good at the start of the race, the nice little gap from me to the likes of Neil and Chris and Gordon and everybody. But the trouble is, with stock car racing nowadays, you get so many yellow flags thrown for an event. So, like, halfway through the race, it can be anybody's race from then on in anyway.
And, of course, as they alluded to it at the presentation, your dad won this. Well, it was a slightly different event then. It was obviously a one-off race at the back of then, when the Novice of the Year Championship was a one-off race where they lined up in reverse points order and took the flag, and your dad just... It's a car off the way through. I think it was at Crewe, I think, or somewhere like that. Anyway, Bristol. Is it Bristol? I was saying that. There you go. I learn something new every day. But obviously, you then become, to take it on, the first second generation Novice of the Year. You must be over the moon with that.
It's actually the first time I've heard about it today, and it's a nice feeling when you sat there and you listen to all Steve and yourself say it. It just warms you.
I was going to say, so 5 years' time you'll be European champion, yeah?
European? I can't guarantee anything, Johnny. As we've proved this year and many years before, stock car racing is so unpredictable. And all 40 drivers that will line up on that track, you could pick any number out of that, and it might be right and it might be wrong. Fingers crossed, but I can't guarantee anything, I'm afraid.